The drugs sold under brand names such as Nexium, Prevacid, and Prilosec are very effective in patients who have stomach ulcers and heartburn. They're also very popular, with millions of prescriptions per month. But a research team at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, led by Ziad Al-Ali, has found that when patients take them over many months or years, they can have unwanted side effects.
This class of medication is associated with adverse events, and they should only be used when indicated, when the benefit associated with their use outweighs potential risk.
The researchers found that one problem was an increased risk of death. Al-Ali says it's not a huge risk. They estimate that if 500 people took PPIs for a year, there would be one death in that group that wouldn't otherwise have occurred.
This class of medications called PPI is associated with increased risk of kidney disease, increased risk of dementia, increased risk of fractures, and a lot of other adverse events. So from that, we ask the question, does this also translate into higher risk of mortality? And it turns out to be that there is a relationship between intake and use of proton pump inhibitors and risk of death.
One problem, he says, is that many people don't appreciate that there are risks associated with these drugs, and because they're available without a prescription, some patients take PPIs for a very long time. Al-Ali says the drugs are very helpful for some patients, and they're safe.
When there's a need for them, if somebody has a stomach problem, has peptic ulcer disease, has a need for the medication, that usually in that situation, the benefit will outweigh any potential risk. But when we're taken without an indication, and especially taken without an indication for a prolonged period of time, the risk would be substantially higher than any putative benefit.
So he says it's important that people not take the drugs for more than a week or two at a time, and that when they do take PPIs, they take them under the direction of a physician.
They should be only used when there is an indication, and the duration of use should be also limited to the minimum necessary. And if people find themselves taking over-the-counter medications for a long period of time, the advice is that to consult with their physician and to determine what's causing the symptoms in the first place, and then to take it from there. Because it may or may not need to be addressed with PPI use, and maybe something else going on.
He says for many patients, the potential benefits certainly outweigh the potential problems. Prior to the development of PPIs, he says patients with ulcers and bleeding might even have required surgery, but those operations aren't done very much anymore because people take PPIs instead.
There's certainly a whole lot of people, when they have a clear indication to take PPI, they actually benefit tremendously from that. However, because they're also marketed very heavily and they're now available over the counter, and the tendency is you keep taking it and you sort of self-medicate and you use it for a prolonged duration of time, and a lot of us, actually, we don't really need it.
The new study is published in the British Medical Journal. I'm Jim Dryden.